This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Radio.com Sports presents Bet Sweats with Joe Ostrowski, breaking down the latest in sports betting.
Back here on Bet Sweats on Radio.com Sports and the Radio.com app. No Ross Tucker. He decided to quit and leave the show, at least for today. We'll see if he comes back. I don't know. Quitter, shake my head kind of deal. But it's myself, Eli Herskovich, and Ed Egross, Ed with Sports, on Twitter for the next half hour, breaking down college football and college basketball, the cards, and just overall perception of the two sports. With the college football playoff rankings released yesterday, Ed, for the first time all season, Alabama 1, Notre Dame 2. Your perception of the top four teams, though, and the rest of the rankings?
Well, I think there are a couple of big observations that we can take from the rankings. Number one, it seemed like the universal consensus was going to be that it was Alabama 1, Notre Dame 2, that's fine. Then Ohio State would be 3, and then Clemson 4. Instead, it's Clemson 3, Ohio State 4. And that's a big tell to me that sample size is going to matter a lot when it comes to how the playoff committee ranks teams. And so this will hurt the Pac-12 significantly because they're playing fewer games than in the other Big Five conferences. The Big Ten could be hurt, especially if there are any additional COVID concerns down the road. I think this tells me that teams are going to try and play as many games as possible, even if there are some legit concerns about health, how many players are in a particular position group. It's sample size that seems to be the ultimate advantage for any teams moving forward as far as building that resume and trying to find that extra spot. The other thing, too, that I really want to get to, Cincinnati is 7th, BYU is 14th. These teams will play about as many games as any other teams and any other team in college football. Unfortunately for them, there is a bias against mid-majors, and I'll classify BYU as a mid-major here. There's always been a bias against mid-majors with this committee, and even though sample size matters, still, though, it doesn't seem like Cincinnati really has an opportunity to get into the top four. And like I've said before on this program, we shouldn't have a playoff committee if there really is no opportunity for a great mid-major team like Cincinnati to have an opportunity.
And really quick here, before we get to the college football card for Friday and Saturday and your favorite bets for the weekend, what about the Heisman Trophy? Kyle Trask was 40-1. I know one of our Radio.com Sports teammates, Thomas Casale, who's the managing editor with us for Radio.com Sports. He got Trask at that price, 30 or 40-1, mm-hmm. to win the Heisman. Now he's like minus 130. Is it dependent for you on the Florida SEC or Florida Alabama SEC title game? What happens with the Heisman Trophy award, or is it Trask really, no matter what, here down the stretch, or who sneaks into that conversation or has a shot to overtake Trask for the award?
Well, it's interesting because I think that Vanderbilt game may have hurt his chances a little bit. I have liked Mac Jones out of Alabama for a long time, and I think still he has some, you know, great value even still in terms of winning the Heisman. Look, you have to be part of a great team. You have to win games, compete for the national championship, I think, to be in serious Heisman contention, at least in this day and age. And you have to be part of a phenomenal passing attack. And we really haven't seen too many mistakes or issues with Alabama. And the times where they could have happened, either the game gets canceled or, you know, something falls apart defensively for the opponent and Alabama is able to take over. Love Mac Jones, or, you know, in this spot. And why not stick with him? Because, you know, I love Alabama in this spot too.
Okay. And I'm pulling up Mac Jones' odds right now, kind of buying time like you were with Ross to try to get the exact odds for the Heisman Trophy. But if you, so would you advise, so if you're looking at the odds right now, Trask around minus 130, Fields at plus 250, Mac Jones at plus 300, is that a bet you would make right now? Do you think it could be a little more valuable in, and maybe after the Iron Bowl, maybe after the Alabama-Auburn result?
Well, I'm expecting Alabama to win handily here, in large part because I just don't think Bo Nix is going to be able to keep up. Yeah, I know Auburn likes to have some trick plays here and there in the Iron Bowl, and sometimes that makes things interesting, but ultimately I think Alabama pulls away late. And so because of that, I think any value that you're going to have with Mac Jones is probably going to happen now. Again, I'll be curious to see if the lack of sample size affects Justin Fields' Heisman candidacy, as well as Ohio State's chances of making the college football playoff, because we want to see more games. We want to see more data points. We want to see more highlights. And it may be tougher to do that with fewer games for really anybody in the Big Ten or the Pac-12. And so being an SEC quarterback helps a lot, and being part of a great program helps even more.
All right, and that Alabama-Auburn line currently sitting at Bama, laying 24.5 on Friday. How about another top 25 matchup with Iowa State and Texas? Iowa State was +1.5 last night. I think they opened at around a little under a field goal earlier in the week, but now Iowa State is laying a point on the road at Texas, total of 56.5. Any quick thoughts on this game, Ed?
It is interesting that it almost feels like the odds makers are kind of giving up or maybe putting their hands away because both quarterbacks have, you know, some have had their great spots, no doubt about it, but there have been some inconsistencies. Here is something that's interesting to me. So, you know, not all analytics people are created equal. Not everybody approaches things the same way. And my models seem to like Iowa State a little bit more, yet others seem to like Texas a good bit more. I think that's in large part because Texas certainly has had better recruiting classes than Iowa State over the last few years. And so if you're going based upon talent, then yeah, Texas should win this football game. But there are few programs in the country who tend to maybe fail to reach potential quite as frequently as Texas. And this may be another one of those situations where we see that. You know, in terms of EPA per dropback, both offenses are relatively the same. Iowa State is better running the football. Sam Ellinger may be the better quarterback in this matchup, but not significantly so. This is probably a game I'm staying away from a betting perspective. I think it could be pretty exciting going back and forth, but it is fascinating that I'm on one end, other analytic models are on another end, and so I may just stay away altogether.
All right, and then the last big game before we get to your three bets for Saturday's college football card, Ed, is Notre Dame, the number two team in the country, number two in the college football playoff rankings, laying 5 at North Carolina. We've seen Sam Howell come back in a lot of games for UNC, almost covering against Wake Forest at home, and they were laying 14 Wake Forest backdoors. But again, for this game, the Irish laying 5 on the road against number 19 UNC and the Fighting Sam Howells, total of 68. Any thoughts on this game? Is this a potential upset game, maybe a letdown spot here for Notre Dame with so much on the line here coming up for the Irish?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got
you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm going to put the Irish on upset alert. I absolutely am here. Tar Heels actually have the better passing attack here. 16th in EPA per dropback versus 26th for Notre Dame. UNC, second best ground game in America. Javonte Williams, 7.2 yards a carry, 15 touchdowns for him. Irish may have the staunchest run defense. It may be the toughest matchup as far as UNC will face all season long as far as a run defense is concerned. But there is real value on the money line. I mean, they nearly upset Clemson a year ago. Mack Brown knows what he's doing. One of the better coaches in America and continues to be one of the better coaches in America. Yeah, I think the Irish need to be careful in this spot.
All right, so those are the big games for college football this weekend, at least, especially on Friday. Three big matchups with Iowa State, Texas, Notre Dame, and UNC, and Alabama, Auburn. A little bit bigger last year in terms of the implications of the Iron Bowl, but still big if you like Auburn to maybe keep it within 24.5 points. A lot to ask for against one of the best teams, the best team in college football. What about your three favorite plays for the college football card this weekend, Ed?
All right, so here's my trifecta here. Number one, let's stay in the SEC with Kentucky and Florida. Florida laying 23 points, and I love the Gators in this spot. They come in fourth in EPA per pass. Cats come in 110th. Kyle Trask had his rough outing against inferior competition last week against Vandy. I don't expect that to happen again. Kyle Pitts, the tight end, should return for the Gators. I think that's humongous. He has 24 receptions for 414 yards. That's 17 and a third yards per catch. And a UF leading 8 touchdowns for him with a full complement of receivers. I think Florida can take care of business in that one. Second one I love here, San Jose State getting 11.5 at Boise State. Broncos could be on a bit of an upset alert here. They are 7th in EPA per dropback, but Spartans are 17th. They're not that far behind. Also in the top 25 in stopping the run. So if San Jose State can strike first, Boise State to throw more, could be a one-possession affair here. This line has moved in the Spartans' direction, I believe, since the start of the week. So that matters a good bit. Josh Love doesn't have a high completion percentage, but the deep targets are very much in play. And so that means there's volatility. So if he's able to connect in a few spots, then watch out Boise State. San Jose State is for real. And the last one, it's time to take Oklahoma seriously, folks. I think that program is going to stick around for a little while. I know it feels odd kind of critiquing West Virginia that they're only scoring roughly 30 points a game, but that's what I'm going to do. I think West Virginia should be showing us more offensively, especially when they're going up against Oklahoma here. Yeah, they're just outside the top 10 in terms of passing attack, but West Virginia is a 65th. It should be a lot better by this point. Sooners can also make the Big 12 championship game. I've seen a few people say, well, this could be a letdown game for OU after Bedlam. No, I don't believe that at all. Oklahoma had the letdown games early in the season. They know they can make the Big 12 championship game if they run the table. They are focused. They are determined. They are trying to prove that the early part of the season was an absolute fluke, that they can be one of the better passing attacks in the country, and I think they show that on the road.
All right, so that is Ed's college football breakdown at Egress. Of course, does great work for TVG, and he's an analytics professor as well at SMU.